The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 1st, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Once when Maharaj Parikit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king, and herding a cow and a bull by his leg. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment.
So, it was the duty of the king to go on tour and see persons who are actually not abiding by the laws of Vedic principle. This is the duty of king. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that chaturbarnamaya system gunakarma vibhagasam. In the human society, I have divided 4 classes of men. Chaturbarnang maya system. Krishna says, I have done it. So, by nature, there are 4 classes of men. Anywhere you go, you'll find 4 classes of men. First class, intelligent men. In whichever you take, you'll find not all of them are the same category. First class, second class, third class, and fourth class. First class means the most intelligent class. Scientists, philosophers, like that, mathematicians, great religionists. They are first class men. The second class, administrator, to see that the government is going nicely. People are not unhappy. People are not suffering from thieves and rogues. That is the first business. Good government means that people will think that they are secure. They are property and person is secure. There will be no harm. Not very many years ago, say about 100 years ago, in India, the native states, the rule was that if something is lying on the streets, valuable or invaluable, so nobody should touch it. The person who has lost or who has left that thing there, he would come and pick it up. You cannot touch. That was the law. And if one was caught a thief, his hands will be cut off. In Kashmir state, this was the rule. As soon as a thief is arrested, and if he is proved that he has stolen, the only punishment is cut his throat, cut his hands, man. Exemplary punishment so that nobody will dare to steal. This is second class administrators. And the third class to produce money, businessman, mercantile. Money is also required. So without money, nothing can be done. So that is not. But that is the business, that is the occupation of the third class state. And the fourth class, Shudra, they cannot take any post as intelligent class or administrator class or money-producing class. They are simply servant, help others, Shudra. The Shudra was not meant for taking the political power. Therefore it is said here, Nipalinga dharam shudram. Nipalinga dharam. Linga means, real meaning is gender. That's the masculine gender, feminine gender. And the other meaning is sign. Just like there are signs, certain sign, we can understand here is a male, here is a female, by the signs. So lingam means sign, symptom. So nipalinga dharam. Shudra. Actually he was a Shudra, but he dressed like a king. Just like if a woman dresses like a man, that is artificial. Or a man dresses like a woman, that is also artificial. So everyone has his original dress and position. Because a Shudra took the dress of a king, therefore it is called Nipalinga Dharam. Artificially, he was dressed like a king. And that is the position of Kali Yuga. Now, the government men, they are elected by votes. People do not consider whether it is a Brahman or Kshatri or Vaishya or Shudra. As he likes, people are Shudras. Kalau Shudra Samava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra. Therefore, naturally, he will elect one Shudra. The Shudra is not fit for government management. As such, we find so many difficulties in the government because the head or the headman, they are all Shudras. They are dressed like administrator, but they are Shudras. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. There is no Brahman, there is no Kshatriya, there is no Vaishya, maybe a few Vaishyas, and all Shudras. The Brahmana means good quality, first class quality, that is very, very rare to be found. So, it was the business of the king to see that things are going on. First of all, there is classification. Intelligent class are Brahmana, and the administrator class are Kshatriya, and the mercantile class, money-producing class. So everyone is engaged, and he's doing his own business. But this division must be there. The society will be in chaos. The example is given, I have several times mentioned that like in this body, there is division. The head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. They're all required. You cannot say that simply legs will do. Or what about the head and arms? I don't require. That is not the dead body. That is dead body. Any part of the body, you cannot miss. They must be all in order. Then your body is fit. Similarly, in the human society, the social body, there must be these classes, the head class, the arm class, the belly class, and the leg class. Very scientific. You cannot simply, if you have got intelligent class of men, but nobody is helping him, then what is the use of intelligence? The intelligent class must be there, but to help him, the less intelligent class men also require. Just like there are only nobody will care for anyone. Sometimes we find in our society all intelligent class and they fight each other. That's all. Everyone is thinking, I am intelligent. I am boss. I must honor you. And the other is thinking, why you shall be boss? I am also boss. So, fighting will go on. So this is going on. At the present moment, there is no intelligent class of men. But kalu-sudra-sambhava, therefore things are all in chaos. Everywhere you go, any part of the world, nobody is happy, either in family or community and society, nationwide, if that. Everyone is distrust, unhappiness, godlessness, because the intelligent class of man is finished. The king, his duty was that if you are professing yourself as a brahmana, then it is the king's duty to see that you are acting as a brahmana. Brahmana is not by birth, but guna karma vibhavas. Guna means quality, and karma, and work also. Simply, I have got now sacred thread, I have become brahmana, double initiated, now my business is finished. I can work, I can do whatever you like less than Sudra Chandala. No, sir. If you are initiated as a brahmana, you must act as a brahmana. Truthfulness, satya, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, visyakam, vijnanam, asikam, brahmakam, everything is there. A brahmana must be truthful. That is the first business of a brahmana, truthful. He will speak truth even before an enemy. Nobody speaks truth before an enemy because he wants to hide something. But brahmana's business is to become truthful even before an enemy. That is stated. There are many instances. It's like Suttukam Javal, a boy, Suttukam. He went to Gautam Muni. Sir, I want to become your disciple. Oh, very good. Are you brahmana or brahmana's son? Formerly, in Vedic ways, nobody could be accepted as a disciple unless he is born in a high-class family. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, especially Brahman. So this question was asked, to which family you belong to? So he said, I do not know what is my classification. Now who is your father? That I do not know. Ask your mother. Then he went to his mother. Who is my father? My dear boy, I do not know. Actually, his mother was maid servant. So maid servants have so many men, and by whom she was pregnant, she cannot remember. She also told the truth. And this Suttukam, he also came to Gautam Muni. He said, sir, my father and my mother also do not know who is my father. Oh, that's all right. You are a Brahman. Because you are truthful. You do not hide yourself that I am a prostitute son. You say, this is the position. I am plainly speaking that my mother does not know who is my father. I do not know. So because you are truthful, that is the symptom of Brahman. He accepted. Yes, I will accept you as my disciple. You don't disturb. Ah. So, this is the process that the four castes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they were caste system when the actually things are going on, just like a carpenter. His son, naturally, he becomes a carpenter by seeing the father's work. So, he can be very easily classified as a carpenter. Similarly, formally, the Brahmana family, Kshatriya family, Vaishya family, they were following the regulation in such a way that naturally a Brahman son became a Brahman. Because he has learnt already the Brahmana principle from the parent. So naturally, little touch will make him. That is initiation. Even though one is born in a Brahman family, why does he require initiation and sacred thread ceremony? Because simply by taking birth in a Brahman family, one does not become a Brahman. He has to be raised to the Brahman standard. Otherwise there is no initiation, there is no necessity of initiation or offering the sacred thread. That is called sanskar. Otherwise, by birth, everyone is Shudra. Janmana jayati Shudra. Sanskarat bhavet dijo. It is very good that one has taken his birth in a Brahmana family, but provided he has learned the Brahmana's activities nicely from the parent, is Brahmana, kinkuna brahmana punya. But if he deviates from the family principle, just like in the Shastra, it is said that in a higher class family, brahmana, kshatriya, especially brahmana, if the garbhadhan sanskar is not accepted, the whole family becomes shudra. Garbhadhan sanskar, that means begetting the child. There is a ceremony which is called garbhadhan sanskar. So in the Kali Yuga, practically no sanskar is performed. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, kalau shudra sambhava. So, Vedic process, Vedic principles of accepting, it is not possible in this Kali Yuga because the garbhadhan sanskar is not there. In nobody's family, the garbhadhan sanskar is taken. Sex life is also regulated by garbhadhan sanskar. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita is said, dharma aviruddha kavasu. Aviruddha. Sex life, which is not against the religious principles, that I am. That sex life I am, Krishna says. I am that sex life. That is godly. But sex life for sense or prostitution, and that is not Krishna. That is Kali. So this is the process. So it was the duty of the king to see that if a man is professing himself as a brahmana, he must act as a brahmana. That is the duty. Otherwise, he should be punished. That's like here. This Shudra, he was presenting himself as a Kshatriya, Nipalinga Dharam. Therefore, he was punished. Not that the king is callous, let him do whatever he likes. Just like our, everywhere, the government, he doesn't care whether you are acting as a Brahman or Shudra or whatever nonsense you are doing. Doesn't care, you pay me, that's all. Bring your tax, income tax and everything, then you are free. So that was not the duty of the king. The king's duty is to see that actually one who is presenting himself as Brahmana, he's acting as a Brahmana. he has acquired the qualities of a Brahmana. Guna karma vibhagasa. He has got the quality and acting. Similarly, Kshatriya also, he must act as a Kshatriya. Similarly, Vaishya. These are all statements that are there in the Bhagavad Gita, you know. Kisi guru kshamanijam vaishyakarma sabhavajam. Shaurya, tija, bhujjita, palayanam, ishara bhavancha, chhatra dharma sabhavajam. Everything is given. Parichajnatmakam kajam, sudra karma sabhavajam. Everything is given there. So it is the duty of the government that this man is professing brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya, whether he is acting or whether he is cheating others. No cheating is allowed. That is government's duty. So here this man was cheating because here it is said nipalinga dharam. He was dressed like a king. He is very gorgeously dressed. But his bodily feature, he was a black man. The black man means Shudra. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they were not black. But the Shudras were black. From external point of view, these things are there. Shudra's another name is Krishna. Krishna means black. So this black man was dressed like a king. And what was he was going to do? Grantam gopa mithunam pada. He was trying to kill a pair of cow and bull. Naturally, he could understand Parikrit Maharaj was going on tour. And on his way, he saw that this rascal is dressed like a king and is trying to kill cows and bulls. Immediately he just died. He has dressed like a king, but his business is like Shudra or less than Shudra. Butchers cannot be intelligent class of man, Brahmana. Brahmana is not butcher. Neither a Kshatriya fights, kills, but in regular religious fight. Not that by whimsically he will fight and kill them. No. So, here it is said, Nijagraha Odosa Biro. A Kshatriya must be Biro, hero. Whenever there is injustice, he must immediately come forward. Why injustice? These poor animals, they are also my subject. How he can kill them? He is also born in this land. National means one is born in that particular land. So they are also born in this land. Why he should be treated differently? Just like in your country, even one Indian gets his child here, the child is counted as USA born, US citizen, immediate. So if that is the law, that anyone born in this land should be treated as national, what is this law that the cows and the bulls born in that land, they are to be slaughtered? What is this law? So it is the duty of the king, emperor, immediately detected that why these poor animals are being killed. They are also subject to the laws of the state. As the human being requires protection, similarly, the cows, not only cows, everyone requires protection by the government. Why they should be not protected? Therefore, because the protection was not given to the cows and the bulls, he immediately took him that this rascal is not a Kshatriya, he is a Shudra. In the dress of a king, he is doing mischievous activities, immediately punishing. This is government's duty. If anyone, just like anyone is breaking law, it is the duty of the government to chastise him. Similarly, the law should be exact. Good government law means that anyone who kills an animal without sanction, of course they now give sanction. Yes, you can kill as many animals in the slaughterhouse as you like. Because the government is Shudra. Government is not Kshatriya, so therefore is no protection. Why animal, even a human being, if he is being killed on the street, on the broad way, nobody cares for it. So this is the position. But Parikshit Maharaj was not such a king or such a head of the executive. Immediately punished. Therefore it is mentioned specially. Ojusa, Viro, Kali. Kali is to be punished. The Kali begins with this animal killing. That is Kali Yuga. Meat eating. Therefore, to avoid the influence of Kali, we have to give up this habit. The four things are Kali's disciples, friends. We have already discussed this. So, one friend is this meat-eating problem. The butcher's Kali's friend. And the liquor distiller is also Kali's friend. And the gamblers or the gambling house maintainer and prostitute house maintainer, these are friends of Kali. Now you'll find all over the world these things are very prominent. Clubs and butcher house and liquor house and gambling house. Therefore the whole atmosphere is Kali. So because it is now Kali age, just like winter season, everywhere is cold, chilliness. So similarly, because this is the age of Kali, therefore, even in India, this king, Maharaj Parikshit, was in India. He wanted to chastise this rascal in the dress of a king and attempted to kill cows. So this was in India, maybe in other places also, because the king was touring. So not only in India, all over the world, the Vedic civilization was there. 5,000 years ago, everywhere, all people used to follow the Vedic principles. That is the proof. Because the king was following the Vedic principles. So, this cow killing by the Kali, it is said it was done on the border of India, somewhere near Sindh province. So Afghanistan, like that. So, anyway, it was on this planet and he wanted to promise. But India is the center. This king, Maharaj Parikshit, his headquarters was Hastinapur, near New Delhi, at the present moment. Hastinapur, there is a place still, Hastinapur. There is one broken fort also. They say this fort belonged to the Pandavas. People go there to see. Anyway, now the king was so strict that even outside India, some cow was being attempted to be killed. He immediately took his sword to punish him. Now in India, they are killing 10,000 cows daily. This is Kali Yuga. Still they have got some sentiment about cow killing. There was about, say, 5 years, 6 years ago, there was good agitation. But who cares for that? Because the government is Shudra, Nipalinga. They have taken the position of government, but they are all full of Shudras. Now in India, not only killing cows. We have never seen in Bombay this time I saw in our Juhu big signboards, beef song. So Hindus are there also now taking. I asked one lady, she was meat eater, so I asked her, do you eat cow's meat, cow's flesh? Yes, yeah, sometimes. So this is Kali Yuga. Now, government is encouraging drinking and meat eating and illicit sex, that has become now a common affair anywhere you go. Why you should have to go to bordel, even big other places, I don't wish to mention. So, this is the age of Kali. So, simply full of sinful activities. That is Kali Yuga. Thank you very much.